Today, Israel continued its siege of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah. There were gun battles between Arafat's bodyguards and Israeli troops. In a speech carried tonight on Israeli television, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon declared that Israel is at war and will strike relentlessly at Palestinian militants. Following the speech, Israeli troops expanded their incursion into the West Bank, according to wire services. Sharon spoke hours after two suicide bombings killed at least 15 people and injured dozens of others. NPR's Linda Gradstein has more.
The public mood in Israel was grim today as two more suicide bombings raised the total to five in the past 5 days. In the northern city of Haifa, a suicide bomber went into a crowded restaurant owned by Israeli Arabs and blew himself up, completely destroying the restaurant. The owner and his family were among the injured. The other bombing occurred at a Jewish settlement outside Bethlehem. The Islamist Hamas movement took responsibility for the Haifa attack and said such attacks will continue until Israeli troops withdraw from Ramallah. But 3 days after the Israeli tanks rumbled into the West Bank city, they show no sign of leaving. Palestinian officials said Israeli troops had entered the three-story building housing Arafat's office and engaged in gun battles with Arafat's guards. An Israeli army spokesman denied they had entered the building. Israel declared Ramallah a closed military zone and demanded all international citizens, including foreign journalists, leave. Prime Minister Sharon described the current conflict as a war for the homeland. He said Israel had tried hard for a ceasefire, but Yasser Arafat had headed a coalition of terrorism.
All we got for all our efforts was terror, terror, and more terror. We must fight this terrorism relentlessly.
Sharon said that Israel stands at a crossroads of its history and that Israelis have known worse situations than these. Sharon promised his people that this time, too, Israel will win. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat spoke earlier today before a group of international peace activists in his office. Arafat repeated his defiant position, saying he didn't care if he became a martyr. But the Palestinian leader also called for international intervention to stop Israel.
We are in need of urgent sending international forces to stop this aggression and this escalation, military escalation against our people, against our cities, against our towns, against our refugee camps.
The Palestine Red Crescent today said that since the beginning of the Israeli invasion into Ramallah Friday, at least 14 Palestinians had been killed by Israeli troops and dozens injured. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.